The Biden administration is proposing major changes to how the federal government asks people about their race and ethnicity, including for the next census in 2030. If approved, these changes would transform how Latinos and people of Middle Eastern and North African descent are counted in statistics across the United States. NPR correspondent Hansi Luong joins us now to talk through these potential changes. Hi, Hansi.
Hi, Jane.
So tell us what these potential proposed changes are.
Well, the two biggest proposals are new checkboxes on forms, one for Middle Eastern or North African, and another for Hispanic or Latino. And they would appear alongside boxes for other categories like American Indian or Alaska Native, Asian, Black, Pacific Islander, and White. And you would still be able to check off as many boxes as you identify with. But what would be new is that all those boxes would be under a combined question about a person's race or ethnicity.
I see. So tell us exactly how those changes would make a difference. Maybe start with how Latinos are counted in statistics.
Well, research by the Census Bureau shows asking about race or ethnicity in one combined question could allow many Latinos to report their identities more accurately, because many Latinos have had a hard time answering questions about their race that do not include a response option for Hispanic or Latino. And that's because the federal government recognizes Latino as an ethnicity that can be of any race.
Hmm. And what about the potential effect of adding a new checkbox on forms for Middle Eastern or North African?
Well, that kind of checkbox has been the goal for decades for many advocates for Arab Americans and other MENA groups. And advocates say their communities are basically invisible in national statistics, because right now, the U.S. government officially categorizes people with origins in places like Lebanon, Iran, and Egypt as white. And research has shown a lot of people with MENA origins in the U.S. do not see themselves as white.
I see. So it sounds like there's a lot at stake here. Are there broader implications that could come with these potential changes?
Well, we're talking about critical data that's used to determine political representation, enforce civil rights protections, guide health research. I can go on and on. And I should also note that these proposals are all part of potential revisions to federal data standards that have not been updated since 1997, more than a quarter century ago. And the way the country thinks about the social constructs that are race and ethnicity have certainly changed since then. So any approved changes here could really reshape the national conversation about race.
Mm, certainly could. How are census watchers reacting to these proposals, Hansi?
Well, many advocates are relieved to see these proposals out because very similar proposals were made years ago based on the Census Bureau's research, and they appeared to be on track to be put in place in time for the 2020 census, but former President Donald Trump's administration stalled that process. So the Biden administration is really reviving a years-long process, and the White House Office of Management and Budget, which is the final decider here on whether or not these proposals get approved, OMB is now asking for feedback from members of the public by mid-April, and a final decision is expected by summer 2024.
Hmm. Well, that's really interesting. Thanks for laying it out for us. NPR correspondent Hansi Luong. Thanks, Hansi.
You're welcome, Jane.